Thank you. Maybe I can explain a little bit also or tell you from the Austrian experience how the national cycle route network in Austria is defined. It's maybe not comparable with Ireland because we are a federal state republic, so the national level is not building any cycle paths and tracks, so it's all done by the federal states and the municipalities. But in our hierarchy of the network, we defined it that the highest hierarchy are the Eurovelo cycle routes, and the 12 national cycle routes are mostly touristic oriented. Nevertheless, in our opinion, it's important that these cycle routes also have the function for commuters in the urban areas, and therefore we are quite a fan of the proposal of the European Commission in the TEN-T revision for the urban nodes. That's maybe also a possibility to develop or a cycling network, not only be part of the routes, but also including urban areas where you need a more dense commuter-oriented cycle network. That's just the Austrian experience regarding the issue or the main aim of the national cycling network. I think it's in our experience in the Danube cycle plans project was that most of the countries have the touristic approach at the national cycling network. Yeah. So, UNEC was requesting the floor. Virginia, the floor is yours.